In 2005, Heinsberg writer Chris Tebbets co-wrote a wildly popular young adult novel with Lisa Papadimitriou called M or F. And this weekend at the Chandler Center, a group of high school actors from several local schools will do the very first stage adaptation of the book. And I'm talking today with one of those actors, Karen Verrett. He's a sophomore at U32. Welcome.
Hi.
So tell me, Karen, without giving away too much of the story, what's the gist of M or F?
Well, it talks about love in our modern age, and it's kind of a modern Cyrano de Bergerac with a twist. And it centers around this guy, Marcus, who I'm playing, and he's gay, and his best friend, Franny, who is straight. And basically, Franny is trying to get, you know, fall in love with this guy, Jeffrey. And unfortunately, she's having a little bit of trouble talking to him. So she uses Marcus to talk to Jeffrey for her through this instant messaging at their school.
And does the story deal with how, like on a chat room or even text sometimes, you can either be anonymous or you can also pose as someone else, really?
Basically, the whole thing is a comedy of errors where, you know, there's mistaken identities and just figuring out who's actually online. And eventually Marcus starts going online without Franny and lots of fun stuff happens from there.
So talk about how the story deals with young adults navigating the world, which quite often isn't all that accepting of difference.
What I love about this show is the fact that Marcus is gay isn't really a huge, huge thing. It's just like, oh, he's gay. Whatever. And also, I mean, Marcus has yet to come out to some very special people in his life, but it's not the hugely overarching theme of the show. And I think what I love about the show, too, is just, you know, everybody's pretty, like, cool with that.
What will the audience see on stage?
We have these two platforms, and one is Marcus's bedroom and one is Franny's bedroom. And the rest of the stage is pretty much blank with some, you know, small, minimalistic moving sets. And for costumes, basically we're going to be in performance blacks, which is just black on top, black on bottom, with spots of color thrown in. So, like, I'll be wearing some colorful pants that match Franny. And, you know, another character, he's wearing a red shirt and everything else is black.
And Karen, I understand that putting the stage adaptation together has had its share of challenges. Let's talk quickly with Cher Lastin. She's the director of M or F. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mary.
And Cher, I understand that Bethel playwright Jean Heinrich wrote the stage adaptation script. And you said that Heinrich has worked with the cast and even watched you stage it to make sure that script reveals the heart and soul of the book. Tell me more about this major script rewrite that you had to do so close to a performance date.
It's been a script that's been developing as we have been working it. And there'll be continuing rewrites as this play moves forward and gets ready for publishing. That's one of the really important things. These kids have been part of developing the characters and the script along with the playwright. Hmm. So it's been a really great experience for them, for me, for the producer, for everybody. We've just really been walking that whole path. And most young people don't get to do that.
And Karen, you were going to talk more about some other challenges.
I think the greatest challenge is just finding the rhythm between Marcus and Franny, because they have a very interesting relationship. You know, they're best friends, but they don't really know each other too well, because in the book, and I just started reading it to get some more insight into my character, and in the book, Marcus has only known Franny for like a year and a half. So it's, you know, it's a very interesting relationship between the two.
Tell me about who benefits from this play.
All proceeds will go to local LGBTQ groups in the area. So, like, you know, if one of the actors at their school, they have an LGBT group, then a cut of that money will go towards their group.
When the audience is in the theater watching the performance, what do you hope they take away from the show?
I personally hope that they take away that it's okay to be who you are and, you know, love whoever you love and just find happiness where it lies. You know, there's a couple characters who don't even end up with each other, but they're just happy with each other. And that's what really matters, I think.
Karen, thanks so much for coming in and telling us a little bit more about M or F.
Thanks for having me.
Karen Verrett is a sophomore at U32 High School in Montpelier. And the Winter Pride performance of M or F is this Saturday, January 24th at 7 at Chandler Center in Randolph.